Never cold call again. Achieve sales greatness without cold calling. Author, Frank J. Rombauskas Jr. By dictionary definition, a cold call is a telephone call or visit made to someone you don't know who is not expecting a contact, often for the reason of selling a product or service. In plain English, that means a cold call is often nothing more than an interruption on people's busy schedules and precious time, and will most likely be greeted with a cold shoulder. Not only has it become a total waste of time, but also a dreaded experience for the salespeople themselves. In three parts, we will view new types of selling, self-marketing, and how to get the sales once you have the leads. Part 1. New ways of selling. There are several reasons why cold calling is out. Destroys your status as a business equal. To sell well, you should be clear that you are not in need of your client's business, but that is impossible to do in a cold call when you are the one who called in the first place. Limits production and earning potential. The problem with cold calling is that it is a one-on-one occurrence, meaning that you can only make one phone call at a time, and this constitutes a drastic loss of leverage. Makes time work against you. In cold calling, timing is left to random choice, and it does you no good if you are spending time with a prospect who has no need to buy what you're selling. Fails to find pre-qualified prospects. Cold calling might get you prospects, but that doesn't mean it gets you actual sales. Puts you in a negative light. If you want to get yourself blacklisted amongst potential clients, cold calling is a good way to do it, as easily irritates people to get a phone call from a salesperson they don't know. Think like a business owner. It is essential to think like a business owner if you want to succeed in sales. Almost anything in business will fall under one of these three categories. 1. Increase revenues. 2. Decrease expenses. 3. And/or increase efficiency, profitability. This means that you have to know exactly how the product or service you are selling will specifically affect these three categories. The shift in power. One of the inherent flaws in the minds of nearly all salespeople is something resembling an inferiority complex. To emphasize again, cold calling sets a precedent for a sales process that places the salesperson in a position of need and places the prospects in a powerful position. Compare that to inducing a prospect to call you through a well-managed self-marketing program, which puts you, as the salesperson, in a position of power. Leverage. Without leverage, you spend most of your time devoted to prospecting new business, without actually making any sales. Instead of having a system, you are the system, and if you don't work, nothing happens. Compare this to a true business owner who makes money regardless of whether or not they choose to work each day. The same is true in sales. And where leveraged, self-marketing business will generate a system for you. Part 2. Self-marketing system for lead generation. A system is something that is set up to run on its own without active participation from its owner. Self-marketing is a marketing campaign that you build in order to generate a consistent supply of qualified leads. Your message and what it conveys. The object here is to create a message that will attract a prospect's eye without having to cold call. Flyer power. It is a big step to go from cold calling to self-marketing, so it is advised to start with a small step such as using flyers. Make it simple yet intriguing enough for a potential client to want to read it, without making it look as junk mail. Phone techniques that work. Many argue that phone calling is just another variation of cold calling, so why use it as long as cold calling is a thing of the past? The answer to that lies in the difference between selling and prospecting. Even though many see that prospecting is a major step of sales, it is not. There are two different sets of skills. Using email effectively. Phone call efforts can, however, be easily defeated when people use such things as voicemail, but never return a call or use evasive tactics, never allowing you to reach past a certain limit within the call. That is why email should be the obvious, alternative route. Email here doesn't mean mass emailing or spam mail. It is a short, polite, personalized email. Using traditional direct mail. If you plan to send a flyer out through regular post mail, just make sure to follow these simple rules to make sure your letter gets open in the first place. 1. Don't tri-fold it. 2. Don't tape it shut. 3. Don't use postage meters on it. 4. Don't use company-printed envelopes. 5. Don't computer print the address on the envelopes. 6. Don't write important or confidential on the envelope. Personal website. Most likely, your company has a website. But what the majority of salespeople don't realize is that they need to have their own website as well. A good, organized, informative website will act like a net that will catch leads for you automatically while you're doing other things. Free seminars and consultation. Spending a little extra money can get you the leads and contacts you are searching for. Free seminars are one method. A successful seminar should have no sales pitch. It should only be an information-only event. It should give an incentive to attend. Something as a free lunch will give people a motive to give up an hour or so of their time. Part 3. You have the leads. Now get the sales qualifying. By having a qualified lead in hand, you're already two-thirds of the way to a sale. But many salespeople complicate the sales process by making prospects go through a series of unnecessary steps. Part of your job in sales is not just qualifying prospects, but qualifying them out. Another aspect of qualifying out is to make sure you are meeting with the right person, the real decision maker, and not just a go-between. Developing a relevant and powerful proposal. The central theme of your proposal should be based on profit justification, which is simply showing the prospect how your product or service will put more money in their pocket. Presentation and getting the sale. To prepare well for your presentation, you must know your prospect's personality type and style. Prepare your personal image by looking fresh, sharp, and handsome. Prove that you can meet their real needs. This is the do or die part of the presentation. There are a number of steps here to follow in order. Briefly give a review of why you are there. Review the information you gathered and uncovered during your fact-finding process. Explain the profit justification you develop. Present the profit justification financial analysis. This is where the customer will see exactly how much money you're putting back into their pocket in the form of increased revenues. Never leave without sincerely thanking the customer and put their mind at ease by confirming that they already made the right decision. Clearly, the entire sales process changes when you get customers calling you instead of you cold calling them. Salespeople should keep their customers up to date about anything that might be of benefit to them. In self-marketing, always try to maintain the right attitude and carry the ultra-confident persona right through till the end.